The Baudelaire sighed with confusion and dismay, which is not a pleasant combination. "What my brother means," Violet explained, "is that we chose VFD to become our new guardian because we'd been told of a terrible secret, a secret with the initials VFD. "Who told you about this secret?" Hector asked. "Some very dear friends of ours," Violet replied, "Duncan and Isadora Quagmire. They discovered something about Count Olaf, but before they could tell us anything more..." "Hold on a minute," Hector said. "Who's Count Olaf?" "Mrs. Morrow was talking about Count Omar. Is Olaf his brother?" "No," Klaus said, shuddering at the very thought of Olaf having a brother. "I'm afraid the Daily Punctilio got many of the facts wrong." "Well, why don't we get them right?" Hector said, turning a corner. "Suppose you tell me exactly what happened." "It's sort of a long story," Violet said. "Well," Hector said with a slight smile, "we have sort of a long walk. Why don't you begin at the beginning?" The Baudelaires looked up at Hector, sighed, and began at the beginning, which seemed such a long way off that they were surprised they could remember it so clearly. Violet told Hector about the dreadful day at the beach, when she and her siblings learned from Mr. Poe that their parents had been killed in the fire that had destroyed their home, and Klaus told Hector about the days they spent in Count Olaf's care. Sunny, with some help from Klaus and Violet, who translated for her, told him about poor Uncle Monty, and about the terrible things that had happened to Aunt Josephine. Violet told Hector about working at Lucky Smell's lumber mill, and Klaus told him about enrolling at Prufrock Preparatory School, and Sunny related the dismal time they had living with Jerome and Esme Squalor at 667 Dark Avenue. Violet told Hector all about Count Olaf's various disguises, and about each and every one of his nefarious associates, including the hook-handed man, the two powder-faced women, the bald man with the long nose, and the one who looked like neither a man nor a woman, of whom the Baudelaires had been reminded when Hector had been so silent. Klaus told Hector all about the Quagmire triplets, and about the mysterious underground passageway that had led back to their home, and about the shadow of misfortune that had seemed to hang over them nearly every moment since that day at the beach. And as the Baudelaires told Hector their long story, they began to feel as if the handyman was carrying more than their suitcases. They felt as if he was carrying each word they said, as if each unfortunate event was a burden that Hector was helping them with. The story of their lives was so miserable that I cannot say they felt happy when they were through telling it, but by the time Sunny concluded the whole long story, the Baudelaires felt as if they were carrying much less.
"Cayenne,"
Sunny concluded, which Violet was quick to translate as, "And that's why we chose this town, in the hopes of finding the secret of VFD, rescuing the Quagmire triplets, and defeating Count Olaf once and for all." Hector sighed. "You've certainly been through an ordeal," he said, using a word which here means a heap of trouble, most of which was Count Olaf's fault. He stopped for a second and looked at each Baudelaire. "You've been very brave, all three of you, and I'll do my best to make sure you have a proper home with me. But I must tell you that I think you've hit a dead end."
"What do you mean?" Klaus asked.
"Well, I hate to add some bad news to the terrible story you just told me," Hector said, "but I think the initials that the Quagmires told you about and the initials of this town are just a coincidence. As I said, this village has been called VFD for more than 300 years. Scarcely anything has changed since then. The crows have always roosted in the same places. The meetings of the Council of Elders have always been at the same time every day. My father was the handyman before me, and his father was the handyman before him, and so on and so on. The only new things in this town are you three children and the new foul fountain uptown, which we'll be cleaning tomorrow. I don't see how this village could have anything to do with the secret the Quagmires discovered."